morning, Harrison Ashu.
Good morning, Steve. Cameroon has secured 4 medals already at the ongoing African Boxing Championship in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with 4 of their boxers involved in the semifinals today. 30 local players have begun camping in Yaounde ahead of the 2025 African Nations Championship qualifiers against the Central African Republic in December. The three matches of the 2025 UEFA Champions League will be in action today. Real Madrid will host Borussia Dortmund and the Santiago Bernabeu in one of the fixtures. Those were the main points. 30 local players pre-selected for the 2025 African Nations Championship qualifiers against the Central African Republic begin the first phase of training in Yaounde yesterday ahead of the double confrontation in December. The head coach of the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon, Saul Simplice, disclosed the list yesterday, stating that the training will run to the 1st of November. 3 goalkeepers, 10 defenders, 8 midfielders and 9 attackers make up the squad that will be reduced to 24 players at the end of the camp. Coach Saul Simplice, in the following excerpt, says the players that he has selected were outstanding last season.
It's the performances of the players of last season, the performances during pre-season tournaments that are going on everywhere. That's how we selected them. You know, the quality of our league is a debate. From this league, Amanko has signed in Tunisia. Etuga has signed out of the country. Emmanuel Munga in Denmark. Boris Kach has just signed in Egypt. There are a lot of them who have quality. It's just that we need to believe, and I need that positive energy. The first stage is to qualify. I think we have a chance. We are playing in December. But they are setting a camp now for us to have an idea of what we can add in December to have a very good sport.
Biwa Bryan was one of the journalists who was present at FECA Foot headquarters in Chinga during yesterday's press conference, where the head coach Saul Simplice disclosed the 30 players that he has summoned for the camp. Here is his reaction after viewing the list.
It is a very good list. The combination is very perfect. I actually admire the fact that there is a lot of diversity. When you look at the list, you do not only see players who play elite football. You only see players regional level, most especially players who were at the 2024 edition of the Interpol in Yaounde. You look at the likes of Desmond Kameni. He was one of the standout players in the Interpol, a center forward for Mintak FC. He was able to catch the attention of the technical staff of the Intermediate Lions. He has recently joined Canon of Yaounde, still just from his performance that he portrayed during the Interpols. We equally have Rubin, who was one of the defenders too that we can talk of with Atlantic FC of Crib, who eventually emerged champions of the Interpol. So when you see all these players, it tells you that there has been a lot of groundwork that has been done, and players were selected based on their talents, what they have portrayed during the last season, and their experience.
Sport journalist Biwa Bryan. And still in local football, the 2024 Cup of Cameroon winner, Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo, over the weekend presented a trophy to their fans in Kribi. Bruno Ndongwe Fongwe followed the caravan. His report.
The fans of Colombe of Ja and Lobo in Kribi were all euphoric when the team's caravans got into Kribi with the 2024 trophy of the Cup of Cameroon, the first ever trophy for the South region. It was indeed a historic moment for the population of Kribi. The diehard supporters of the South side filled the Kribi ceremonial ground to celebrate the club's achievements as they equally gear up for the new sporting season. The senior divisional officer of the Ocean Division, Nuhu Bello, was ecstatic lifting the trophy since the September victory.
Permit me to congratulate all players and staff of Colombe to win this cup, and also to visit Kribi. All the Ocean Region population are very happy for this victory, and we hope that Colombe will go up to up.
Colombe of Ja and Lobo received the encouragement of members of the elite of the Ocean Division, represented by Senator Grégoire Mbamba, who equally pledged moral and financial support to the club. The caravan rode through the streets of Kribi, giving supporters a chance to see the trophy and be part of the celebrations. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
And in more football news, Ben Collins Nyoiberuo followed the performance of players of the Indomitable Lions over the weekend in their respective clubs. His report.
The short stopper of English Premier League giants Manchester United, Andre Onana, failed to keep a clean sheet, but his club recovered from a series of defeats and draws to overpower Brentford of indomitable Lions winger Brian Bomo, who failed to find the back of the net. Still in the English Premier League, Brighton of Cameroon midfielder Carlos Baleba travelled to impose a nerve-aching 1-0 defeat to Newcastle in one of the 8 matches over in France. Perhaps good news for the head coach of the flagship team of Cameroon, Mark Brice, and fans who watch defender Christopher Waugh play for 90 minutes with Rennes in their 1-1 draw with Brest. Another defender of the indomitable Lions, Jean-Charles Castelletto, captain of Nantes in French Ligue 1, played for 90 minutes in their 1-1 draw with Nice. Ivan Neyo in the Spanish La Liga staged a 5-star performance in Madrid against home side Atletico. The midfielder scored the lone goal for his club this weekend, but they were beaten 3-1. In the Spanish Segunda Division, Martin Hongla played for 25 minutes as his club Granada thrashed Tenerife 4-0. All efforts from captain Vincent Aboubakar to equalize proved futile as his club Hetaspor lost by 2-3 to Sivasspor in the Turkish Super League. In the US Major Soccer League, fullback of Cameroon Noah Tolo was in action for his club Seattle Sounders as they drew 1-1 with Portland, while midfielder Boris Enos DC United was thrashed 4-0 by Charlotte Football Club.
Ben Collins Nyoiberuo. In boxing, 4 Cameroonian boxers, 2 male and 2 females, will be in the ring today in the semifinals at the ongoing African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Marcel Wanyang in the 48-kilogram category will take on Hamza Esadi from Morocco. In the 86-kilogram category, George Pep will face one of the host boxers, Peter Kebaji, and in the women's category, Victoire Ongene in the 75-kilogram category will challenge Grass Shibalaba, while in the 81-kilogram category, Bernadette Kweye takes on Sissé from Senegal. The three matches of the UEFA Champions League will be in action tonight. AC Milan will host Club Brugge. IS Monaco will entertain Cresna. Arsenal will take on Shakhtar Donetsk. Aston Villa welcomes Bologna. Girona will clash with Slovan Bratislava. Juventus welcomes Stuttgart at Parc des Princes. Paris Saint-Germain will entertain PSV Eindhoven at the Santiago Bernabeu. Real Madrid welcomes Borussia Dortmund. They will battle for the leadership position in the group. And Storm Graz will host Sporting CP. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News, read by Harrison Ashutiku.